One of the things I find most magical about the Disney parks are the traditions. Many of them go back to Walt Disney himself. He laid out a strict set of rules and guidelines that he believed would set his parks apart from the others. For instance, you weren't supposed to see any maintenance going on while the park was open. You also weren't supposed to see a costume cast member from one land walking through another. It's small things like this that made Disneyland better than other parks that operated around the same time. Now, one of the rules that has been active for 60 years is that on-stage cast members would not have any facial hair. In the 1950s and 60s, long hair and beards were considered to be what the beatniks and the hippies wore. When you went to a carnival or a rundown amusement park, most of the people working there were sporting this unkempt look. Walt wanted Disneyland to be different. He wanted all of the employees to look friendly and approachable. He felt that a guy who looked like a biker probably wouldn't be the best ambassador, as nice as he may be. So the policy at Disney parks has been that all male employees have short haircuts and no facial hair. Now, if you want to hear the rest of this article, head on over to CoasterRadio.com and check out our blog.